When I played paintball, I just sat in the back and just wait till my team would go in front of me and shoot my teammates. I just did friendly fire. I just wanted to shoot people in paintball.
You hit the old Pat Tillman, dude.
We started. That's when my cousin came from behind me and shot me point blank in the ass because I was just going pop, 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 pop and shoot everyone. Because everyone has a mask. You're like a stormtrooper. No one knows who's who. So everyone's wearing the identical camo pullover and a stormtrooper helmet. So it's like you're just totally anonymous. I'd just be like, and those paintballs, when they take a good curve and hit someone, dude, so satisfying.
Yo, we had airsoft fights in college, and I shot my friend. He like was peeking around a corner, and I shot it. I watched a curve hit him right in the face. It was really great. It was really great.
It's awesome.
Stuck with me. It is very satisfying.
You see that thing go? Whoop.
Yeah. Ah! Bend it like Beckham, dude. Right into someone's face.
That's so fucking fun.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, I'll be thinking about the Indianapolis for a while. It helps with my anxiety, my hangover anxiety.
Yeah, you just think about dudes. Oh, my
God. I thought I had a bad dude. Imagine floating.
Check out some fucking...
At night.
Someone put out a picture of, like, starving kids in Yemen. That's, like, the new thing now, where it's, like, to, like, the news hasn't covered
it. I'm surprised. I thought they were eating well.
Dude, this
was... I thought they were feasting. No, I knew.
I've never seen... There was a lady who was... It was a girl, a little girl, who was so starved that, like, you know, like your armpits, like, indented up? Her armpits, like, indented into her shoulders, and, like, her shoulders rolled back. And it just, it was like, holy fuck, dude. And the whole thing was like, why doesn't MSNBC hasn't mentioned Yemen ever this year?
What do you think that's about, dude?
I mean, it's obvious, dude.
What?
It's just two sides of the same coin. Like, yeah, we like gay people. We don't like gay people. Meanwhile, they're both like, lay the oil pipeline, distract the fucking peasants with bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Dude, it's fucking, my mom got all in my ass for about voting today. I just went home, hey mom, how you doing, blah, 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 I haven't seen you in a while. You're voting Tuesday. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, mom, stop.
Is she Republican?
Oh, dude, died in the wool. Like, my father, your grandfather came over here. He never took money from the government. Actually, we did take a little Social Security after your mother, but it was nothing. And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, man, I get it. You know, she's like, what are you even registered? And I was like, I think I am. She checked me out. She's like, Green Party? What the hell's that? And I was like, oh, fuck, I did your Green Party. She's like, what? What is this? The environment? You think there's global warming? I'm like, mom, fucking relax.
You think there's global warming?
I started hitting there with how, like, capitalism's going to finally implode on itself. I'm like, mom, we're going to be living on, like, an exoskeleton, just like a thing almost on, like, another planet. We're going to completely destroy the environment. It's not going to work, mom. Capitalism. I was like, being a communist didn't work. Obviously, capitalism is a slower, controlled doom. It's going to fucking blow up on itself.
Hell yeah.
She was just like... Don't be ridiculous. And I'm like, mom, it's like...
You should have told her the sun was eventually going to explode. Know, like, the sun explodes, so it doesn't matter what party wins.
I know, dude. I was just like, mom, there's, you know... She's like, you should read about this. I'm like, that's the thing, mom, I do. I read a lot about it. You read
too much about
this. I read a little too much about this, mom. There's people who read way more than me and who don't watch just Fox News and are like, well, here's what's going on. Dude, she was just like... Anyway,
I got in a fight with my mom this week.
Dude, they get all fucked up right now.
Well, I think Venus is in retrograde.
So. Oh, for sure,
so,
dude.
So, yeah, you know, moms are wilding out.
It's a good time to schedule fucking elections, dude.
When Venus is in retrograde?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the funny thing, too. You're telling me. People are like, you got to vote. It's really important. It's like, yeah, it's important for the political parties to gain power so they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, it is important for you to vote. That way, they're like, come on, come on, come on.
Where are you headed?
What do you mean?
Well,
it's the truth of it. They're like, you got to vote.
I know.
And it's like, it does matter. Because then they're like, oh, yeah, we're in. All right, you go. Your boy gets that job here. Oh, yeah, we can do that. It's like, oh, I thought you were going to save us. Like, hey, we'll get you guys. Don't worry about it. It's like, dude, please stop fucking jerking yourselves off.
Stop voting?
I mean, fucking. If voting day, if everyone went and just fucking push those things over and nobody voted and like, fuck you guys, that would be, people would be like, all right. Dude, these are people just with running a scam. If you ever run a scam before, you're waiting for people to catch on to you. So part of you is kind of like, oh, God. And as soon as someone's like, fuck that, we're going to kill you, you're like, all right.
You think we should do that with the government?
Yeah, for sure.
That's actually an American tradition, your thought process.
It is. Sadly, that is the only thing that actually gets results.
Heads?
Sad.
Heads rolling?
Some violence. If you start hitting them, like, that's the one thing they fear. They
can't advocate violence and then also go eat Roller Burgers.
Yeah, you can. Roller Burgers is the official fuel of violence, dude. Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
No, but you can't be like, go attack. And then you're like, all right, I'm out.
This is what all great intellectuals do, dude. True. You fucking fire up the masses and you're like, oh, my bad.
Yeah, oh, my bad. I got you guys going, huh? Oh, shit. Some of you guys are taking this seriously, huh? All right. Shouldn't have wrote that book.
Yeah, for real. But that is the truth. Like, we need it. It's like, well, historically speaking.
You think Marx felt like that?
For sure.
After he wrote that book, he's like, oh, shit.
He's like, I was just fucking.
Should have kept that one to myself. There's a whole millions of people dying now.
Well, yeah, he would like, I've read a lot of that, of Marx's stuff now. And it's like, it's really, you read it and it's like easy to read. Yeah. It's like, this is really nice. And then like, there's a couple lines in there where it's like, and then we have them. Some people are like, fuck yeah, we got to take this by force. And he was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, no.
And some Ukrainian farmer is getting his fucking head cut off because he has too much wheat.
Yeah.
Some dickhead wrote a book in Germany. 20 years later, a guy's getting his head cut off.
Yeah, it is a shame.
Nah, whatever.
But yeah, it's,
at least he didn't get eaten by sharks in the Pacific, you know?
He had a nice fucking run with his farm.
Yeah, then some Soviets showed up.
Some dude, like, got this. Probably someone probably told him about the book. He's like, yeah, fuck that, dude.
That book's not going to affect us. Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's a... Yeah, that's. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, that's going to be the main point of contention in the next like 20. I'd say the next 10 to 25 years, we'll be dealing with like hard right, hard left.
Looks
political
like
parties
it.
Are fully. I think that's just a natural lifespan of a democracy. Just totally split and polarize, and
I don't know.
We'll get one or the other. It splits and polarizes, and you catch one or the other. We're on like the fall of the Roman Empire. We're like totally. Coming down.
I don't know. We are going at such a fast pace.
Yeah.
Like, with the internet and all this shit, that, like, if you look at anything historically compared to how quick an empire can collapse, you got to kind of compound that by a lot. By the way, just information gets shared and...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the other thing, too, is that...
Does that make any sense?
I know what you're talking about. The other thing is I watch it all day with people, like, with the fact arguing. It's like... We're not factual creatures. We're not like, if you're like, well, here's, get these statistics on this. It's like, we're all pure emotions.
Yeah. And I just like, argued with my girlfriend.
It's, dude, and that's the let's
It was
the
like,
fucking...
wait, here's what happened.
Yep.
Here's our discussion. And she's like, well, you're being a dickhead about it. I'm like, that's.
Dude, when people try to be like, the these facts. Are the facts. It's yeah. like, it's totally, like, there's nothing more irrelevant than that. People are like, true. Yeah, but did you know the Democratic Party originally was mean to black people? And like, well, that's a double reverse because now we're nice to them. And like, you guys are mean, like super mean to black people. And like, we like them more than you. It's like so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
And my mom's like, you got to get out. I'm like, shut the fuck up, please. Wow. Leave me alone about
that.
Oh,
yeah. That was my mom fight. My mom,
I hate fighting my mom, dude.
It was ridiculous. I was watching football. I was at Soder's watching football. She calls. I was like, I should ignore it, but fuck it. I'll just tell her I love you. I'm busy.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I said to her. And she's like, you're just going to dismiss me? You shouldn't. And I was like, oh my God, is this fucking serious? Then she texted me a long paragraph.
I couldn't do that, man. That would break my heart.
Texted me a long paragraph.
Oh.
And I responded, because I thought it was really funny. I said, what are you, my girlfriend? She got very upset.
Did you guys make up?
I tried.
I can't fight with my mommy, dude. That'll kill me.
Well, she was being a fucking psycho.
Yeah, she wants to talk to her boy, dude.
I answer. She doesn't answer. If I call her, she does not answer.
My mom never answers the fucking phone.
So I was like, I could have hit ignore,
mm-hmm.
but instead I answered, and I was like, hey, I can't talk right now. I love you. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah. I can see her getting kind of mad. I always... That's got to be
talking
weird.
About? You can't get mad at that.
I'm talking about a mom.
Yeah, it's true.
Being like, yeah, I could see, I'm just going through girl brain, and it's like... The fact that you had to you answer the phone to tell her you can't talk. If you're like, hey, what's going on? I got to go right now. I'd have been like, okay. But since you were like, hey, I'm not talking to you right now. I love you. Goodbye. Dude, she's probably like, what the fuck?
Well, she was time slaving me.
Was she really?
Yeah. She was driving. Anytime she calls, she's driving. And I told her, stop fucking doing that. If you want to talk, we can talk. Don't fucking call
That's
me.
That's quite the twist, dude.
Yeah. She was, don't call me when you're on your way home from fucking Boscov's or whatever fucking bullshit you were doing.
When you just shut down Kohl's, dude.
And then she'll hang up when she pulls in to the house.
She probably, she's probably like goes to Boscov's and buys you like full like Aeropostale outfits. And she's just putting them all in a little closet, dude.
She has. Yeah.
You probably have more zoomies than you even know, dude.
Yeah, I do feel bad, but...
Yeah, well,
sometimes you got to put your bitch mom in her place, dude.
Apparently. I mean, I had to do it today. But I had to, like, it's so funny because my mom's talking about this stuff. I'm like, I could go to a level where I'm like, Mom, you realize, like, we're just fucking animals, right? And, like, but I'm just like, let me just fucking chill.
Moms can't hear that. Moms aren't down with that.
No, dude.
If you have a regular family and a normal life, you don't want to hear some dude be like, nothing matters.
It's not even nothing matters. It's just like, I'm trying to think of how to explain it. Just to hit your mom with, like we're not – the only reason you think we are so special as human beings is you were raised in, like, a Judeo-Christian background, and there's other parts of the world that, like, don't look at us. Like, in Chinese paintings, some of their art is, like, they'll have a picture of a dude, and he's just completely in – it's like a Where's Waldo, where you're looking at, like, a wilderness thing, like, oh, there's a dude. But in, like, European paintings, it's, like, a dude and, like, a guy's bust, yeah. And it's, like, straight up on them. But – that's not all Chinese paintings, but if you start hitting your mom with that, you're like, well, you know, you think, like, you're very, like, human-centric because you're...
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah, it's a fucked up thing to think about.
Well, if I was
but
a
if
parent,
you hit your mom with that, yeah. Like, you already made it 60 years. First you've off, got yeah, your yeah. own confusions. Then you get hit with, like, wait, my whole fucking life's based off a lie. It's like, eh, not a lie, but, you know, you have this weird filter. You look through the world, and if you're just like this and pull it on them, they're just like, oh, God.
All right,
once the sun comes into there, dude.
Yeah, sure. Sure, but again, this is me going to a 23-year-old party.
I know, dude.
It's your mom sitting there being like, yeah, all right, dude. Yeah, true. I remember when I thought that in the fucking 70s.
Just, I don't think it.
Just wait. You grow up a little.
I don't know,
I
really do wonder about that. I think at one point your brain just goes, like, blocks out all unnecessary shit. So it's like...
Yeah.
The thing to me is just people are animals. We're confused. We run off emotions. We're trying to have sex and multiply. We figured out how to kind of be nice to each other sometimes. And it's like, we're fucked up.
Yeah.
We're real fucked up. That's what to stress people. Like, we're real fucked up.
Yeah, that's that JP.
It's true, though.
Of course.
We're totally irrational and fucked up. And half of what we're doing, we don't know why.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. People are like, oh, it's bullshit. It's like, all right, don't eat unhealthy food for a year.
No.
You can't. You can't fucking not do it. I see sugar and I'm eating it before I know it. I'm like, ah, fuck. Why did I pour myself that? Why did I pour myself a bowl of cereal? I think in, I'd say, not 4, 8 years from now, 2 elections from now, after Trump, maybe 2 elections after Trump. I think Trump will do a second term. Well, yeah. I mean, the Trump dynasty. I think there is going to be a party, almost like a tea party that is going to actively platform on wrangling pedophiles, adrenochrome. There's going to be like a political party.
The QAnon people are going to grow up.
Yeah, I think that's going to be like a real political force coming up of like the deep state. That's not going to go away. That's the future of the Republican Party, of like battling the deep state, which is pretty tight.
Yeah, that's a tough party for me to decline and say no to, because that's a sick political party. I'm joining that political party.
100%, dude.
As soon as that's released, that they're like, our main goal is to round up pedophiles and, you know, make sure corporations don't control our personal data. I'm in.
Dude,
5G towers. We got to get rid of those.
They sent a documentary around. You see a documentary went around the group chat of the,
no, I didn't get to watch it.
Stuntman who went rogue and started investigating all the freaks in Hollywood. It was pretty good. It's pretty good. They go into how, like, Disney used to do, like, Disney did straight-up war propaganda. And the question is, like, you think they stopped? When do you think they stopped doing that? And why? And it's like, I don't think they did, dude. It's like, if you –
what do you mean?
So Disney – they had, like, things from the 40s of Disney doing, like, you know, yeah. I think it was, like, taxes destroy the Axis power or whatever. So they were doing things – like, there was entertainment that was specifically supposed to rile people up for civic causes. And it's like, the question is like, has that ever stopped? I don't think it has. But then when people get weird about the conspiracy stuff, it's like,
what are the things that they have done since that?
I think, like, the timing of, like, Black Hawk Down movies, stuff like that. Of, like, when it's time to rally the troops, it's like all of a sudden there's these – you know, and I think that's the case. I think that does happen. I think there's probably
people – I don't even think that's a conspiracy. That's well, just no. Like, hey, I think we can make some money. There's a lot of patriotism right now after, you know, fucking 9/11. Let's put out Flight 93.
Well, it's not even – the conspiracy is that there's people other than purely profit-driven filmmakers who get to say, who get to green light what, like, who get to say, like, you know, slide a script down. Like, say there's somebody in the CIA who gets to talk to, like, a Harvey Weinstein who's probably compromised and be like, yo, we need this one.
So wait, you think the CIA is in cahoots with the tightwads?
Yes. So to speak, in so many words, yes. In terms yes. of, I do believe that. It's like, they could be like, yo, we need this movie to come out now. But the, and again, that's my opinion. Like,
dude, we need Nicolas Cage to be in 9/11. Do it.
We need Nicolas Cage to find the stuff at the Liberty Bell. Get it done. Yes. But the, this is my, with the conspiracy stuff, it's like, so we get to rule the world on overt strength and military force, which at the end of the day, you need to kill people in order to rule. So the people who are the best at killing, for some reason, people don't think they would, like, manipulate minds and propagandize. It doesn't make sense to me. Why that? It's like one thing yeah. to accept that we'll totally go and devastate a country for oil, but we're not going to lie and propagandize.
I don't even think it's – I don't even know if it's lying. I think it's just 100% what is – I don't even think that's a conspiracy, dude. I think that's just what – I don't think there's anything conspiratorial about that. I think it's just like –
It's that's what I'm saying. It's not, but if you were to take, let's say, Ocani's, he'd be like, nah, dude, we're in a total democracy. We vote. We have the Senate, and the Senate has the House, and the House vetoes the things and sends them back. And if everybody agrees, it's like,
yeah, fuck out. No, they don't, Chris dude. Is a, Chris is a punk ass dude.
That's what I'm He's saying.
A fucking mark ass bitch, dude. He doesn't understand.
Dude, we're ruled by people. Whoever has the best killing stuff rules, wins everything.
Yes.
So
yes.
when you say, like, all these, the people who kill to maintain power, you don't think they lie and steal and do what, like, the other ones do? Like, what the fuck? It's crazy. The crazy yeah. to be like, no, they vote and my vote matters. It's like, okay, dude, I'm sure it fucking does.
Yeah.
You think you control tanks with your little button pushing, dude? You want to do? Get the fuck out of here.
Please.
Come on, bro. Come
Grow
on.
Up.
Grow the fuck up.
Grow up, dude.
Grow the
this,
fuck.
Dude,
everyone's
America. America's just a business, bro. It's not this beautiful democracy. It's a fucking corporation, bro. This is America. This is just a business, dude.
I'm camo-pilled,
Keep
dude.
That in mind.
Whew.
I watched Killing Them Softly last night, and that's how it ends.
What?
Brad Pitt giving a speech about, fuck Thomas Jefferson, America is just a business. I'm here to get mine.
What was TJ saying? It wasn't?
No, he was like, Thomas Jefferson was a fraud.
He's a fraud.
Like, he wrote all these really beautiful words that men went and died for, and then he went back and fucked his slave wife. He's a fucking liar, dude. All men are created equal. Please. America's a business, dude.
That's what Brad said.
That's what Brad Pitt said.
Oh, then, dude, obviously.
Yeah, the movie. Brad Pitt fucking rules, dude. I support Pitt.
Yeah, that's true. I believe
if
anything.
The only thing that would make me like him more is if he joined the incredible tandem of, you know, Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson.
Dude, Vince
Vaughn, like, outright, Vince Vaughn and Mel Gibson rule so hard, dude.
I mean, do you think it's ever possible that the people are going to switch their opinion on, like, it's going to, you think 4 years from now, Hollywood will be like, yeah, Trump rules?
No.
Yeah,
never.
They're
purely in the Democrat. They're Democrats.
True.
They, like, are a part of the political party. It's like their strongest weapon.
It's just like celebrities.
It's That's cool funny. Celebrities.
I was thinking about this recently too. How even like the you know, even if you take away like the you know, Operation Mockingbird and all that stuff, what I really think Hollywood is just sponsored by like Tide and Downey, where it's like they just are like, all right, come on,
yeah, NASCAR,
keep moving, keep moving.
Each
yeah,
one of those celebrities is NASCAR. They might as well start wearing those sponsors.
It's just to keep our eyes on like a
like
Tide
Tom Hanks
pod.
Should just have a giant Clinton Foundation thing across the back of his suit. Next time he's on the red carpet.
It is funny how
Saudi
they,
oil sponsors like
China.
Zoe Deschanel.
China sponsors. Dude, you get into the WHO, like the World Health Organization, yeah. and how like they're like now calling for people's heads.
Just China.
Because they were just like the head of it was just kind of like
yeah.
I don't know, dude. China,
China kind of rules.
Someone,
shut up, dude.
Someone was kind of. Some of them are like, hey, I mean, China.
Yeah, the WHO was like, you know who sucks? Taiwan. You know who rules? China. Like, who's dumb enough to send out that propaganda? Oh, China. Who's dumb enough to pay someone to be that transparent?
Oh my God, that is.
It is kind of funny that China just blatantly is like. Yeah, we don't have it anymore. And World Health Organization, says we're right. So,
well, that's weird too.
I wonder how that happened in 1 week.
Oh yeah, man. We went from being in the news cycle to be like, the news cycle was like, he's calling it the Chinese virus or Chinese whatever. Oh, he's racist. This is bullshit. And now the New York Times is like, China has to pay. So I'm like, what the fuck? What'd you guys? Yeah. They're now all fucking like, yo, fuck China on this stuff right now. Or before China, they're,
did you see China's the thing being asshole? China's like bad, dude.
Been asshole, bro.
China. Well, of course, China's been asshole.
Yeah.
Ever since, dude, this should have been. It was the commies. The commies got them, dude. They should have been on our dicks after World War II.
Yeah, the comedy. Yeah, they the went comedy full commie, dude. Went around China.
They like, went around
yeah.
China.
Damn, dude. I mean, that's – it's just so funny thinking about our enemies, dude. And it's like, guys, we're trying to fucking show you the light, man.
Bro.
We're trying to show you the path, and you guys just insist on supporting totalitarianism, dude. I can't even say it. I'm so fucking patriotic.
I hate saying it.
I can only say democracy, dude. I can't even say it, dude.
Yeah.